It is time for the highly informative and the very dependable golf tip of the week. Postmortem style.
All right, this week's tip of the week is brought to you by Shady Rays Sunglasses, home of the Green Wolf polarized golf eyewear, and presenting partner for the Bunker to Bunker Tour, Jim, who said this but don't answer yet.
All right.
This is where God hangs out.
Are we dovetailing off the Masters thing?
Yes, speaking of the Masters, that's exactly right. All right, keep that in mind. This week's tip of the week is don't try putting.
Don't try putting.
Or don't try putting.
Don't try, comma, putting.
Yeah. All right, so, you know, it's amazing and it's remarkable. And you can see it in the tour players when they are trying to force or will a golf shot or a putt. And I'm going to tell you that if you look back at how many times you have hit a putt and missed a putt, and said, oh, I got to try that again, and then knock the putt in.
Yep.
The difference is the anxiety that builds up in you trying to make that putt the first time, and you miss it, and you say, oh my gosh. And so you put the ball back down there again, and you putt without even any care in the world, and you make the putt. See, I knew I could make it.
Yep.
And so what happens is you can't think or will a ball into the hole. It's just like shooting a free throw. You don't sit there and try to will the ball through that hoop. You go through your proper fundamentals, and you just, it's a part of feel. It's a part of naturalness, and you've got to get yourself to get more natural putting. You can't get over the golf ball and think, okay, I'm going to take this putter back 3 inches, and I'm going to follow through 3 inches, or I'm going to take this putter back real slow and then accelerate through the putt. You can't do all that. You're caught up in the weeds when you do that, and there's no weed killer that's going to help you get out. I want you to get up over the golf ball, and I want you to feel the shot. Feel the ground under your feet. Feel the line. And then I want you to just feel yourself taking the putter back and stroking the putter through on your line. If it goes in, great. If it doesn't, it's not the end of the world, because you got one or two things wrong. You either got the line wrong and you got the speed right, or you got the line right, you got the speed wrong, or you got the line and the speed both wrong.
Exactly.
You have to have the line and speed right for the ball to go in the hole, but I'm telling you, if you sit there and try to force yourself to hit it exactly on your line or to make the perfect stroke, it's not going to happen. I can assure you, the tour players out there, Tom Hoagie took 22 putts this week on tour in his second round of golf yesterday, and the reason why he was able to do that is because he didn't think about having to make the putts. He just thought about the process and went through the motion.
Yep.
You've got to just go through the motion. And I'll tell you, if you start doing that putting, it's going to translate into your full swing shots. You can't play swing, whether it be putting or hitting golf shots. You've got to play golf. Once you learn how to stop trying to make putts, you're going to become a better putter. That is your tip of the week for this week. Now, Jim,